Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I tell you, the drive over here was so sad. The guy at Churchill Downs waved, "Have a good day!" He had one tooth.
And James Strebel.
This mother effer had one tooth. "Have a good day!" I'm like,
"Thank you, sir."
I'm not having a good day.
I'm having an awful day.
I'm having a terrible day.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, you know it's the Wednesday. You know what that means. It's a Witch Wednesday here at ESPN Louisville. A big thank you to Jason and his team bringing by some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. Carry out, curbside delivery. They got you covered. The Hurstburn location, the Brownsboro Crossing location, lunch or dinner, they got you covered. Plus, they have a new menu. Favorites like the Cali Club, the Wicked, and the Italian Grinder. You can also order online or on the Witch app. They also have Oaks and Derby packages. How about that? You need to take advantage of that if you're going to have a crowd over, which I think many people are going to be having those Derby parties. Which superior sandwiches? And a reminder, full coverage of the Oaks coming up tomorrow, and then Twin Spires coverage beginning at 8 a.m. on Saturday for Kentucky Derby 147. Well, a man who has been out there this week, and we know we can talk just about anything with, and that is Pat 40 from Sports Illustrated at by Pat 40. If you want to follow him on Twitter, Pat, happy Derby week. Good afternoon.
Happy Derby week to you, Andy. Rainy afternoon, but it's going to be great Friday and Saturday. That's what matters.
People are probably tired of hearing this, Pat, but yesterday we had a true calamity at the track, okay? Set to do the show out there and, you know, got there early to do the entire thing, but you still got to do a little bit of walking. You know, so I have all the equipment and I'm walking. It's like a Marines workout, you know? I get the 3:22 is where we were, and at about 3:15, the equipment craps out on us. Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, and that's so bad. Instead of a day of, you know, Miller Lights and bourbon and, you know, stogies and betting and having some fun, we had to go back to the station and I had to look at Mitchell Hannigan's beautiful face. That's what happened.
Well, that's the silver lining, that you do get to look at Mitch, you know. So,
man.
You know what? Live remote. That's living on the edge, right?
It is. We just haven't had any issues. And then it happened. And then it happened. And it happened on Derby week. And it was beautiful out. It was 75, 80 degrees with that breeze. And it was perfect. And it was all ruined. And it is what it is. So, whatever. Pat 40 with us. All right. So, you're in the swing of things. You know, season ends with college basketball. A couple days off. Diving right into the Kentucky Derby. What are some of the things now? You've been backside for a couple days that are starting to pique your interest. National storylines that you'll probably be writing about here for the next few days.
Yeah, you know, obviously, I mean, the favorite's very compelling, essential quality, undefeated two-year-old champion, you know, the biggest dollar owner, basically, in the world, in Godolphin and Sheikh Mohammed, who comes with plenty of attendant controversy, and him having tried to win the Derby a bunch of different ways, usually with horses that trained overseas, and now he's hooked up with a trainer who could not literally be more local. Brad Cox grew up on Evelyn Avenue, two blocks from the backside. And so if a guy hyper-local is able to bring home the Derby for a prince from the Middle East, that would be pretty interesting. But it's so funny, and this is always happens about this time of the week, Derby week, is you get the information overload and you talk to more people and all of a sudden it's like you've heard nine different people tout nine different horses.
Oh, yeah.
So I have no idea what to believe is actually going to happen.
Does it feel – I guess I'll ask it this way, and I've only been out there for, you know, yesterday. I have not been backside. You know, Diener was glistening out there talking to Bob Baffert and everybody else. How much more does it feel like the Derby? It's not 100%, but what percentage does it actually feel like a Derby week to you?
Yeah, I'd say like 80% at least. Maybe.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Because A, it's spring, okay, you know, and so we're in the right time of year. And then B, there's enough people back there that it feels like a little bit of a, you know, a morning party atmosphere during the week. And, you know, there's enough people around that it doesn't seem like we're all, you know, sitting cloistered, deserted, you know, avoiding each other. So I'm feeling some derby, and yeah, hopefully the rest of the city is as well. And I think it's going to be a really fun week, at least when we get past tomorrow from a weather standpoint. I think Friday and Saturday is going to be awesome.
Now, Friday and Saturday are going to be what we deserve around here. They're going to be, you know, 70 to 77 degrees. It's going to be beautiful weather. Pat Forty, and you're going to be out there with all the good stuff there at Sports Illustrated. I guess my only take all week has been you guys, not you guys, but I'm saying the media, you know, writing my man Bob Baffert off. He always has one horse in there. But I'm telling you, Medina Spirit is hitting the board on Saturday. That's my only prediction. It's hitting the board somewhere. Bob Baffert is getting a piece of this Kentucky Derby.
Well, I mean, you're not going out too far on a limb to say that the winningest Kentucky Derby trainer of all time is going to hit the board. But with this horse, I do think it's a bit of a stretch. You know, Baffert, I've covered him for every single derby he's been here. I remember when he first came in 96 with Cavaneer. And, you know, there's just such a breath of fresh air back there. And, you know, so interesting and glib. And talking to him yesterday, he just leaned back against the sawhorse and talked for an hour straight, which to me tells me he doesn't think he has a chance. Because
He talked to Diener today for a half an hour. He talked to Diener for a half an hour, and honestly, if Diener wanted to keep going into the 10 o'clock hour, Bob Baffert was sitting there. So, yeah, you may be right. I'm just trying to pivot against everybody else. That's all I'm doing.
I'm comparing it to when he had Justify and American Pharaoh, and it's like, I mean, he was available for sure, but there was a limit to how available he was. And now it's like, there's no pressure. I'll talk forever. So I just think there's a little bit of that dynamic there. And I did sit there when Medina Spirit came out on the track today next to somebody who does this for a living, and they said, oh, I can see why he only cost $30,000. That was their comment about
I guess I better back down then on that. Never mind. It's a podcast, Forty. Let's go ahead and start this over. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Again, though, look, we're all in the information overload. Everybody, you can find a reason to hate every horse and a reason to like every horse by Wednesday/Thursday of Derby Week. So that's where we are.
There's no like controversy with this Derby right now, right? Right? There's no there's been negative storylines, you know, health of the horses. We've had that other Derbies, but I don't feel like there's been much talk of anything. I might be wrong though.
Well, it's coming with Sheikh Mohammed, the owner of Godolphin, the owner of Essential Quality. There was a big BBC expose in February about him about him flat out imprisoning two of his princess daughters in Dubai and not letting them leave.
Okay.
About a bitter divorce with his one of his multiple wives. And there was a complaint filed with the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission today by a University of Louisville law professor and some U of L law students to have him banned from the Derby for human rights reasons because of allegedly imprisoning his daughters. So trust me, this is the controversy. It's coming. You're going to hear probably some more about it. I don't know how big a deal it will be. Certainly the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission is not going to ban the Sheikh, who isn't coming anyway. But they're not going to ban his horse. But if you want a controversy, that's it. You're going to hear more about it in the next couple days, including at SI.com.
So I'm wrong on everything. I'm backing a horse that costs $30,000. That's a pony. It's a goat on the track. And then I'm like, hey, you know, no negative controversy around the Derby. Then it's coming. Pat Forty with us here, making us smarter. Speaking of, there's no good transition. What did you make at the bottom of the website? The NCAA announcing a couple more years of Mark Emmert at the helm. He's done such a good job. Here's a few more million dollars and another couple years of job security.
How fantastic was that?
At
like
great.
8 p.m. or something. I mean, it's like just perfect. We here you know, several paragraphs of complete, you know, pablum platitudes about nothing. And, oh, by the way, we're extending the least popular president of the NCAA in history. So that's how college athletics rolls. And I'm not shocked at, by any means, because Emmert has been exactly what the presidents want him to be, which is a low-movement, low-action pinata to take all the bullets and take the criticism and not do very much, because the presidents don't want to do very much. They don't want substantive change. So, you
then
know,
why
they
hide
make
it?
The decisions.
Then why they well, hide it? Like, why hide it at the end of a...
They know it's unpopular. They know it's unpopular.
Yeah. They don't, but they usually don't care about those sorts of things, you know?
They
own it.
They don't care.
Yeah,
right.
Just own it.
That's how they operate.
Yeah. It makes
it
silly.
They know they're making an unpopular decision, but they're going to keep making it for as long as they can get away with it. And so, yeah, Mark Emmert's our guy. Yeehaw.
Pat 40 with us. Now, I have not listened to the podcast yet with Wetzel and Thamel. It's something I'm going to do. So I know you can only give Cliff Notes version, the version of that. College football playoff expansion has now reared its ugly head. And I mean, it looks like it's something that could happen here at some point. What do you make of that story that I noticed? What was it, late last week? It really started to kind of go out there. And then this week, there's been a couple different kind of things that have happened with that. What do you make of that situation?
Yeah, Ultimate Friday News Dump, paragraph 17 of a release on Friday afternoon. It was amazing. which gets down to the nitty-gritty of, yeah, we discussed a 6-team, 8-team, 10-team, 12-team, 16-team playoff. So the fact that they acknowledged discussing it, I have heard some commissioners were completely mind-blown by this because they didn't feel like there was anything serious behind it. But for them to put it in the release tells me we're on the path, all right? It's going to happen. They don't bring these things up until – critical mass has basically made it happen. So I think that within, whether it's 2, 4, 5 years, we're going to have an expanded playoff. And, you know, what the number is going to be, I don't know. I think they will, as usual, stay conservative, shoot small, 6, mm-hmm. 8. But I do think we're heading that way. I think it needs to happen. And I think the numbers, you know, you can beat them over the head with the financial numbers that it makes sense, and that's the only way to get through to them is like, hey, you're leaving millions of dollars on the table at a time when y'all are starving for dollars.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just got to be money. Like, the catalyst just has to be money. They're not worried if Central Florida gets left out. I mean, the teams they get in there, oh, we got Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, fill in the fourth. Hey, we're good to go. Like, that's fine. They love those four teams. It's simply a money thing. I just don't understand why they didn't know that before now. But that's, you know, again, we'll never understand it. Pat 40 with us here on ESPN 680 1057. As an aside, what did you make of Kim Mulkey going to LSU? I saw her and Will Wade hugging, and that made me eternally happy for some odd reason. It did.
Everything about that, like, okay, first of all, I mean, it is pretty remarkable for a three-time national champion coach to just jump to another school. But when she gets up there and just throws the mask, like, literally, like, to the side, that was very on-brand Kim Mulkey. And then, yes, the picture of her embracing Will Wade, oh, boy. What is it? It's a match made in college basketball heaven, Andy. It's perfect.
And then, I don't know if you saw it, Mitch, and I know, I can't remember, Mitch, if I ever sent you this sound, but she did a Coach O impersonation. She did, like, the Cajun Ed Orgeron impersonation when she met him. You can find that, I'm sure. It's one of the LSU, you know, videos that they put up when she got off the jet and everything else, so... man, that was funny.
She probably doesn't have to try that hard to impersonate Coach O.
No. Just one more basketball nugget. Pat 40 with us from Sports Illustrated. A couple of different Kentucky things. We haven't talked to you, obviously, since the tragic news of Terrence Clark. So, I mean, obviously, condolences there. That was such a... Just a sad story the last couple days that we dealt with here. And Kentucky doing a lot there. But also... Calipari shuffling a staff, and it looking like Orlando Antigua's coming back for like the third, fourth time with John Calipari. I guess, what do you quickly make of those two items?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, just heartbreaking situation with Terrence Clark, you know, and any child that age that is going to, you know, suffer a sudden death, but in a, you know, on the cusp of an NBA draft situation, it's terrible on every level. It doesn't really matter that he only played a few games with Kentucky. I mean, that's a young man who had his entire life in front of him, and to lose it is just awful. And you know, as far as the other situation, as far as the coaching staff at Kentucky, I can understand the urgency to want to do something different, you know, and to bring in some new coaches. And, you know, there's talk about him. There's been talk about Chin Coleman also from Illinois. And that'll be a big hit for Brad Underwood to lose both of his top recruiters. But Kentucky calls, and Kentucky usually gets what it wants. So we'll see if that plays out that way. Kentucky just needs to, we've talked about this before, but they kind of need to reboot their whole approach, I think. You know, I mean, what are you selling? Who's buying it? And how well can you put together a roster? And maybe those guys can help. They probably should help. But I just think they need an entire format change, really, to try to do what people expect Kentucky to do, and that's to win national championships.
Yeah, if they get Chin and they get Orlando Antigua, I mean, poor Brett Underwood. I mean, Brett, he had a good season, and Cal came in and is going to, you know, take his two assistants. And obviously, the Orlando Antigua BBN love is a real thing. I'm telling you, Pat, it is a real thing. They love the guy.
Well, and you know what? You always love the guy that you're not really sure exactly how much he does, but if you're bringing in recruiting classes, you can just say, it's his job. You know, I mean, he did it. I mean, nobody knows. I mean, is Orlando Antigua really? I don't know. I have no idea. He might be an exceptional coach and the best recruiter in the country. He might may be able to earn the highest assistant coach salary in the country. I don't know. I mean, to me, it's a Calipari operation. You know, I mean, you're coming to play for him, and I'm not sure the assistant coaches matter that much, at least in terms of recruiting. Maybe they do, but. I'd be a little bit surprised if Orlando Antigua turns out to be a game changer.
Wow. I think Kentucky fans are almost expecting the opposite of that. I think they're seeing a revitalization is expected, and maybe Adam Miller or other guys are expected to come in here. It almost feels like Calipari is going out and getting assistance to, you know, for a reason. Does that make sense? Like not just it's not just like Calipari knows he needs guys to get him better players.
Yes, no,
and those guys can.
He's getting assistant coaches for a reason. That's for sure. We'll see how it turns out. We'll see what the incoming crop looks like. But then, bottom line, yes, you can go out and get the best freshman recruiting class in the country and add a couple of transfers. How's it going to come together? What's your level of experience? Can you do? Can that group match what a Baylor or a Gonzaga, you know, can put together? I don't know. I am by no means convinced that John Calipari's method, unless it changes significantly, can still work right now.
Quickly on the NFL, we'll get Pat Forte out of here. I know you're extremely busy. Locals in the NFL draft, we can get to that, but what do you make of the Mac Jones discussion at number 3? That's become a polarizing topic, and I guess how much we even pay attention to the draft, given that the Derby's right in our backyard.
Oh, I'll pay attention to it because it's the NFL draft, and I mean, you know, it's fun, enjoyable, especially when there's this many quarterbacks in the first round, and it's intriguing. I don't pretend to have the answer, Andy. It looks obviously like Trevor Lawrence is 1 and Zach Wilson's going to be 2. Is Mac Jones 3? Should he be? If I am choosing at 3 and my choice is a quarterback, period, it's between him and Justin Fields, and I would probably take Jones because here's my whole thing with Justin Fields is I've just watched him hold the ball forever. The only guy I've seen hold the ball that long and get away with it and be really good is Ben Roethlisberger. And maybe he's that next Ben Roethlisberger because he's strong enough and agile enough to do that, to sit back there and just wait for things to fall apart and still avoid being sacked and then freelance and make a throw. But I think that's a tough pattern to try to follow. So, like, I watched Mac Jones throw the ball on schedule, on time, on the money. Now, part of that could be he's throwing to the best receivers in the history of college football, mm-hmm. and maybe that made him look a lot better than he really is. But I think he's going to be a 10-year, 12-year NFL quarterback. Is he going to be a star? I don't know. But I think he fits in terms of accuracy, poise, understanding, those sort of things. I think he fits the NFL prototype.
Chase, Devontae Smith, and Waddle. Who would you take first if you had a pick and all three were there?
I would probably take Chase, and that doesn't mean I don't love the other two.
They're awesome.
I think all three of them are awesome. The only thing with Smith, he's just so skinny. I mean, I think he weighed 166, which is just crazy. But you put him in the slot on the right team, and he's just going to be devastating. I think Waddle is an absolute star.
I love him.
So, you know, I mean, the differentiator with Chase is that it becomes much more of a physical thing with big cornerbacks, and he's 6'5", and, you know, can just kind of be a monster out there, I think, in fades at the goal line and red zone sort of plays.
Well, your Broncos got Teddy Bridgewater today. I don't know if you saw that. They might take a quarterback, so there you go. And John Elway drafting yet another quarterback for you. That should be exciting.
Well, that's, you know what, that's the thing. We're now off the hook. We're going to spend the number 9 pick on somebody who is not a quarterback who we need. I mean, Denver needs everything, so fine, good. I'm fine with this. That's fine.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, there you go. So you're happy. I'm sure I'll find a way to be unhappy. That's usually what happens. Pat, appreciate the time. We'll keep following you there on Twitter, at ByPat40, and obviously keep following you there at SI.com. Thank you so much. We'll catch up down the road. Thank you.
All right, Andrew. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Pat 40 with us here on this Wednesday. Look at that, a little Pat 40 on a Wednesday.
Yeah, we covered a lot of ground with Pat 40 today. Derby, college basketball, professional football, the draft. There we go.
There's a lot to talk about.
There is.
You want to talk alcohol?
I do want to.
And cigars.
Yes, that's my favorite topics.
Well, let's get from Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Mike Fisk joins us here on this Wednesday. Mike, good afternoon. You were supposed to join us yesterday, but we had to leave the track, and it was tragic because we were going to smoke stogies and enjoy some bourbon. But good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, we're a little busy. Sorry, I missed you a little bit yesterday, but glad to be talking to you today.
It's fine. Well, how busy are you guys? And I know you guys have a ton going on. What are some of the happenings that are going on at all your stores all across the city of Louisville?
Yeah, absolutely. We're slammed, which is always a good problem to have for Derby Week. But, we're doing a bunch. We're giving away a bunch of free stuff, which is normally what people like to see. Ooh. So, we got buy one, get one free on all cigars right now going on for the entire week, which you can't beat ever. I mean, it's probably the best deal you're ever going to find on premium cigars. So, we're doing our Derby Week special, so we want you stocked up when you go to the track or if you're staying at home to have a nice cigar for your Derby winner. And then we're also giving away 6 bottles of Pappy Van Winkle on Friday to one lucky winner. We're selling raffle tickets for $10 a piece. All proceeds are going to the Kentucky Humane Society, so we're hoping to write them a real big check on Friday, and one lucky person's going to walk away with 6 bottles of Pappy for their Derby party.
6 bottles. You like that, Strebel?
Oh, wow.
6 bottles again.
Hell yeah.
And they can go to any of the Cox's or Evergreen Liquors locations. You need to enter by tomorrow. They're going to draw on Friday. So definitely take advantage of that. This is just a question that might be this would be something I would ask, okay? So I know my beer. All right. I know my craft beer, Mike, and I know my bourbon, okay? And I know my drinks. I know what I want to drink. But I don't smoke premium cigars, and you guys have them all. So if I was just, you know, trying to find a good one, what would you recommend me if me and the boys rolled in to one of your locations? Because I don't know what I'm even, you know, would be looking for.
No, and you're probably looking for something a little more mild, something that's not going to choke you to death. So, I mean, Macanudo is a good, real mild cigar. Oliva is another brand that they make really good, just kind of mild cigars. Monte Cristo's, if you want to go a little bit further up the ladder in terms of price point to get a little bit nicer cigar when you win the Derby, when you win your money on Derby Day. But it's a rule that on Derby Day, you're required to smoke at least one cigar. That's a law written in Kentucky, I believe.
It should. Yeah, so, it is. You're right. It's verified. Yes, it's
so
verified.
Yeah, you definitely have to have at least one on Derby Day.
The craft beer at Evergreen Liquors, you guys have, you know, the best selection in town. How much have you seen that industry grow over the last few years? It's everywhere.
Yeah, the craft industry is huge. I mean, it's blowing up everywhere. We got the craft beer world. The seltzer world is exploded over the last couple of years, which is just crazy. But, yeah, we're trying to keep up with every type of craft beer that keeps coming to our door, as well as the bourbons. It's hard to keep up, but we got a pretty good selection at all the stores. The Evergreen Liquors have a real good selection. So we got a little bit for everyone.
Mike, do you have a Derby pick for us? Who do you like?
You know, I'm going to Derby. I'm looking forward. This
nice.
Is the first Derby I'm actually going to go to that I'm not working, or so I get to sit back and enjoy a nice cigar.
Oh, good for you.
Bourbon. So I gotta do my research, to be honest with you. I always go for that kind of 8-1 to 10-1 odds.
Yeah.
I don't like bet favorites. If you're gonna bet, you might as well bet somebody where you're gonna win some money.
Yeah, I think this year is gonna be just that. I think it's gonna be crazy. I don't know if I never win money. I don't think I've won a horse bet in 2 years, Mike. I gotta be honest. It's a straight donation, you know, to the palace that is Churchill Downs. Well, enjoy yourself out of the Derby. We appreciate the partnership here. Again, CoxesLouisville.com. They're delivering. They got the Pappy auction coming up. You need to be a part of that, and the buy one, get one there with the premium cigars, the absolute best deal in town. Appreciate it, Mike, and happy Derby, and have a good time out there at the track on Saturday.
Thank you, guys. Happy Derby.
All right, thank you. You as well. Mike Fisk with us here from Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Little Mike Fisk on a Wednesday.
I like that.
Look
yeah.
at you. Streeple's just been sitting here smiling for an hour.
I have.
Going, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you really have. You've had
yeah.
it great.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I have baseball on. I don't
no,
have NFL
okay.
Live, so you can't see Laura Rutledge.
I can't see Laura Rutledge, but it's nice to see Mitch's favorite
Reds
team, the Reds.
The
I
Reds.
Mean, Reds.
Doing?
0-0.
0-0.
I mean, what are you guys?
Second.
What are you guys watching at the office?
I mean,
horse racing.
I had the horse racing on, but yes. Now that
who's running the board, by the way, for Mengus and Pat?
One Nick Valvano.
Oh, so he got roped in. I was wondering who got roped in.
Was it I mean,
now? Mitch is going to be on the board tonight.
I am
at 6 o'clock for Scotty D.
I
oh,
get to
yes.
talk to my guy Mick Cronin.
Mick Cronin, how about that?
Big
proud
show tonight.
Coach Cronin, Coach Cronin camp graduate. One Mitchell Hannigan. How about that?
You know what's going to be great? I hope he blows you off on the phone. Cool. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, like I hope he gives you one of those when you try to suck up to him for the Murray State angle and everything else.
Coach has had him on before, and I told him. He kind of was like, oh, really? Yeah. I can't think. I met him. They used to go back down in Murray. They used to go to the same sports bar after every game. I can't remember the name of it because he'll remember it if I tell him. Because they're literally there every, it's like, you know, wherever, like Patino and other coaches, like they always have a spot to go to after games.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
This local sports bar in Murray was the one that all the Murray State basketball coaches went to.
I remember everyone's like, and Patino was it Jeff Ruby's? He was at Jeff Ruby's locking up Jalen Johnson. And I remember, doesn't seem as cool now.
No. No, that's a good point.
It doesn't seem really as cool.
Anyways, we would go out to eat there, and you know they had.
Well, your mic sounds totally different.
Yeah,
I went from
one to the other.
No, I thought Mitch, honestly, like I thought he started a commercial. Like his voice just came in better than any voice
very
has
clear.
Sounded on that microphone in since maybe. I don't know, September of 2016.
I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I guess I'm trying to say I've met Mick Cronin multiple times. I've talked to Mick Cronin multiple times. He's a good guy. He's a good coach. That's why
is he a good guy or is he a good coach?
He's
yeah.
both.
He's both.
Yes.
Oh, well,
you are really sucking
boy,
up
he is.
To Mick Cronin.
He's really trying hard
good for
to
you.
Get like a
his first
a
wife
hat
also
something.
Worked with my mom at the school down there.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. See,
there's all sorts of connections with Mick Cronin and Mitchell
Cronin,
Hannigan.
You know, teaching, what, first grade or whatever it is? There you go. What was it? So you don't remember the name of that sports bar?
No,
locker room.
No, this for the life of me. It was some just stereotypical name.
That's what I'm saying. Like Callaway County, you go to the locker room or the sports haven, something like that. That's
might
the
been,
name.
It might have been Nick B's, but I don't know.
Nick B's.
Yeah, I don't know.
Coach Cronin at Nick B's getting the nachos.
I don't know how I feel about Ennis getting to take the public beating about being anti-Mick Cronin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was supposed to be you.
It was supposed to be me.
Right.
And I never jumped off the bandwagon. I just lost my spot to Mangus.
Not only that, but you fell in love with Johnny Juzang. I think it may have something to do with it. Like, you loved Johnny Juzang putting, 30 points on people in the tournament. And so I think that may have it cleared you. You became not a Mick Cronin supporter, but you became a UCLA,
not a fan, but you
accepted it. Yes, exactly. And you would have felt good if they would have beat Gonzaga.
Texas says, is Process doing a draft preview?
I thought about that. Are you guys doing a draft show tomorrow, or are you guys just, done with the week?
Am I doing what? A draft show?
A draft show. Yeah, then we break down the draft.
Then you and Process do, a little pre-draft show.
Listen,
here's what
I told Process.
Uh-oh.
Here's what I told Process. I said, hey, man, if you want to do a show, put something together before the NFL draft. Yeah. We can run it.
Yeah. That was it.
That was it.
That was it.
That was it.
All right.
You guys are so eloquent. Yes. I want to report that was it.
So he processed. He didn't confirm or deny it. He just kind of left it out there.
He didn't do it. Now he's worked a lot. He's worked a lot this week.
Yes. He's been out the track
a
lot.
Or has he? Mitch, do you want to do that now?
Oh, boy.
Mitch, do you want to do that now, or do you want to do that after the break? Boy.
Let's tease it till after the break.
You want to tease it to after the break?
I'm already uncomfortable.
Why are you uncomfortable?
Let them do their thing.
They need to hash it out.
They do need to hash it out. I told both of them that.
By the way, Nick Valvano now asking, does anyone have an indoor facility that we could practice at?
An indoor facility?
Yeah, for their softball league. Now they're
just practice any other day? Why does it have to be tonight?
Now they're trying to get Phil Baker to do it at Smash Zone. So now more work for Phil Baker. Hey, Phil, find us an indoor spot so Jeff Greer can field grounders while his wife watches. That sounds like a lot of fun,
and Ethan
Mitch.
Moore's the pitcher. I've heard that.
This is what you get, Mitch. You deserve every bit of this. This is going to ruin your summer.
I hope Ethan Moore strikes Mitch out. That's what
I hope you strike out in softball, Mitch.
I probably will a couple times.
I hope you're the laughter of the team.
I legit feel like I'm the only person on the team who will be able to hit a home run. Maybe Rummage.
Rummage. I would say Rummage would be the other.
Yeah, I would say you guys are the two.
Yeah,
right.
Rummage and but I don't know. Ethan Moore strikes me as a guy that's just good at softball. I just see Ethan Moore.
Why? Because he's got a good body.
Yeah, he's a fit looking man. I can see him being good at it.
He's slender.
He's slender.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's slender.
Let's take a break. You want to take a run of Process? We can do that. And I don't know. I mean, all the sports things we haven't even got to yet. So maybe we
Borzello,
get to that.
Maybe.
Yeah, another hour and a half. We have Derby moments, our greatest Derby moments. We'll do that. Another hour and a half to go here, halfway through on The Take on a Wednesday. All right, guys, need to tell you about the fitness market. You know, we love the fitness market. Everyone has something from the fitness market around here. I got a treadmill, and they have all the treadmills, all the ellipticals, all the exercise bikes, electric bikes, rowing machines, and much, much more from the very best brands in the business. Check out their Facebook page. Search the fitness market. Better yet, go online, thefitnessmarket.com, continually getting new items in. They're flush right now with weights, with strength equipment, as so many people are working out from home. Again, thefitnessmarket.com, 882-2694. The two locations, they are open. Family-owned business for more than 20 years in the area. The Plantside Drive location, the Westport Road location. They'll pick up. They'll deliver. They'll assemble. And they have the treadmill medic. They can work on anything. They are truly a one-stop shop. It's the Fitness Market online today at thefitnessmarket.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Boogie, you've had a lot of success against the University of Louisville Cardinals. Now, I know we didn't get to play them this year.
Wait, can I stop you for a second? Boogie, you need to know this. Strebel took his 9-year-old kid, and they went to the Harlem Globetrotters.
And James Strebel.
2 years ago.
At the Yum Center in Louisville.
At the KFC Yum Center downtown Louisville. And you know what he did? He and his son threw a damn L's down. That's what they did.
Yes.
That's who you're talking to here. He threw an L's down.
That was
down forever, man.
Yes, L's down forever. Damn right. That's what I like to hear, Boogie.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm so happy.
Boogie was fun yesterday. We had no idea we were getting him on the air. It just happened.
He was really good. He like he said, he was
mentioned
fun.
Sundresses at Caitlin, and you did your L's down routine with him.
And he loved it.
And the Kentucky football players love L's down.
They do.
I just listen. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
They love it. Every time we've had a Kentucky former player on, they've all done the same laugh about L's down.
Yeah, Lynn Bowden. We had Mike Edwards. He laughed about it. Boogie
Watson.
All those guys.
Oh, yeah, they all do. Look at you.
Yeah. Makes me happy.
I like taking calls yesterday. Mitch, we need to figure out, not every day, but we can do it a couple times a week. Like, I love the guy calling in who worked with your dad. He's like, yeah, smoked heaters with Tim.
Yeah.
Like, no one knows Tim. No one has any idea.
Who he's talking about, He said Tim. I knew exactly who he's talking about. I was like, that's my dad.
It's perfect summer radio.
And the guy speaking in Spanish called in. We don't know what he said, but it was
terrified,
awesome.
Still terrified of that?
Yeah. Who knows what he was saying, but it was great.
Okay, so 437-9680. We're your Kentucky Derby stations here on ESPN Louisville. The Reds trail 1-0 to the Dodgers, just so you know. So there you go.
Bottom of the second.
Also to promote LSL over 93.9 The Ville tonight, and Scotty D and Clint Glasscock and others, including Mick Cronin, going to be breaking down Kentucky Derby 147. Mitch, go ahead. You have this ongoing feud with the process. I know where you're going to go here. Part of me might back the process. But that doesn't mean that you're wrong, because you're exactly right.
Okay.
So go ahead. You have an issue. You said you wanted to crush Mikey today. The floor is yours.
So here's the predicament I'm in. I might need to have to bend the knee to the process, because I need someone to cover for me next Thursday. And Crean's out of town, so that leaves pretty much process or Nick. And Nick sometimes has to work a second job, so it might be process. So I might have to beg process to produce next Thursday's show.
What's Nicky DeBoot doing?
He just doesn't know his schedule.
Right.
It's not tomorrow either. It's just next Thursday.
Okay.
So
right. Yeah, we know. Right. Next Thursday. You have the dinner, right?
Yeah,
the
rehearsal dinner.
The rehearsal dinner. Now, is that where you find out, I would hope, the young lady who you get to walk down the aisle
it
with?
It will be, yes.
Oh, boy.
So you don't know as of yet?
No. And it will not be the bride's mom, like the last wedding I
went
to.
Thank God. That was you, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
That's a sad one.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
That one hurt, man.
Who am I paired up with? The bride's mother.
We had a fun time.
Are there any single ladies in the wedding party?
Last time I've inquired, there was one.
Oh, that poor lady.
But you know, things change. You know, that was like 3 months ago. Things change.
Data changes, so, yeah. As Locke would say.
Exactly.
Whenever he was wrong, the data would simply change.
Anyways, back to the feud with my Mikey.
With my process.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm listening to Diener's show this morning, and like, they had a great show. You know, we talked about Bob Baffert, Vicky Oliver, all these great guests, Mattress Mac, all these great guests. And so, Diener.
Hey, can I pause you? Right. Vicky Oliver, listen, it's a big guest. She's a trainer or an owner, right?
Trainer, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was funny. Because Strebel's face scrunched, because he had no idea.
No clue.
Vicky Oliver.
You should.
Yeah.
It's the trainer for BBN Racing.
Before, you should. That BBN Racing.
Oh, BBN Racing.
Yeah, again, another. She was on, and Blankenbaker, nothing.
Nothing.
Not a word.
No, John Calipari and Bob Baffert, BBN Racing, just sits there. Mute.
God, I was like, come on. I wanted to text him. I'm like, that would have been the time.
Come on, Blaine.
You train horses in Russia.
Yes.
Dieter would have been so mad. It would have been the best sound. Anyway, continue. So they had a great show. It's a great show.
So it's towards the end of the show, and they just got done wrapping up Baffert, and Dieter goes, Max, his son, he's like, why don't you take like a picture of all of us? And so Max takes the picture. And then as they're closing the show, like, Dieter's thanking all the guests he's had on. He's like, thanks to John Salzman, too, who's, dragging all these guests over for us. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, well, Max is taking, like, the pictures of them, and Salzman's bringing in the guests. What's Process doing? And I'm not the only, you can put two and two together, but I'm not the only one who feels this way around the office. You know, there's some frustrations behind the scenes.
Wow, there's frustrations behind the scenes.
A little jealousy, maybe? The Process gets to go and hang out at the track with Dieter and see all these big guests?
Well, we only got 10 credentials for Derby, right?
I don't know the actual number. Well, no, here's the thing. Process didn't go out there early to set up. So when I was going out there setting up for Dieter, I was there with, like, Billy Reid. I was like, six – like, I was mortified of being late. So I was there, and I was set up and ready to go by, like, 6:15.
And this is just me swiping. I have no idea.
Yeah,
like, I honestly had no idea what
they're
doing.
Riding in the Acura with Dieter, I believe. Like, I hustled my own parking spot and did 9 million illegal things.
Yeah, just to get in and set things up.
Yeah, to set things up. Me and Billy Reid always had our moment where we always had a nice conversation.
Oh, there you go.
Because Billy got there at like 5:30, like 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's when he wakes up anyway.
He'd get there at 5 o'clock, he'd take a little nap in the car, a little nap.
We'll take a little nap, drink his coffee, then he'd get out there, he's ready to go.
But I believe they're all driving in together. So he's kind of setting up.
Oh, man.
Okay. Oh. But he can't go get guests because he doesn't know who any of the people are. And I don't blame him.
Right.
Only
I would
John
know.
Salt and John Salzman's in sales. So who are you going to have talk to somebody? Johnny Sales or the Process brooding. He's a brooding individual.
Yes.
But the Process,
I can maybe counterpoint
he was excited.
That.
He was excited about being out there, I think. But so what? Just quickly, what I don't know is I would always be messing with the levels. Like, if Dieter cranked one of the levels, I would lower it.
Right.
And so I don't know if Grossman was texting the Process. In fact, I meant to text him to be doing this to, hey, raise this level, lower that level. I don't think that was the case. So I think maybe Process was cleaning microphones off for, like, Bob Baffert.
Okay. Like I said, it's just me just taking a swipe of Process. I have no idea what he's doing that. I've had people text me and go and be like, what's Process doing? Because the whole extra headset thing with Blankenbaker. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm just letting Process be Process.
No, I was asked to give an extra mic because we had that extra mic that we were going to do before the debacle yesterday. The extra mic so they could go four wide.
Oh, there you go. I had four people on the same time.
Yeah, they could go
there
four
go.
Wide, which, you know, it's whatever.
What I'm curious about.
My derby was ruined on Tuesday.
Yeah. The derby's over.
Now it's just up to, you know, I want Dieter to just have a good time.
Have a great
I want
time.
Them to have a great time.
My question is this. Mitch brought this up. So we've got Dieter in the Acura. You've got Process in the Acura. And who else? Does that mean that Blankenbaker's also in the Acura?
I mean, I would guess.
So, I mean, Blankenbaker.
Maybe Clint? I don't know.
I know. Who's all in that? That's an odd grouping.
Also, was Blank. This may be getting too personal.
Listen, Blank was happy today.
Every picture I saw him in,
everybody was
smiling.
It's as happy as you could see. Blank and Dieter, maybe even Clint. I don't know Clint.
I mean, Blank.
Like, I don't know him like that.
Blank,
you know?
Doesn't go to Santa Claus at all Derby week, right? He stays in Louisville. You would think, right?
I have no idea. It's a great question. I have no. There's not the parties that there normally are, right?
There's nothing other than things at Churchill Downs. Like, everything's been pared down so much. You don't have all these, like you said, these swanky dinners. You don't have these parties, these red carpet events, all that stuff. All these celebrities, you know, coming in on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, doing all these celebrity things. It's all gone. They're, like, what else other than going to the track? What else is there to do?
By the way, Jack Grossman immediately snitching. You ready for this, Mitch?
Oh, snitching.
Okay. All right.
He goes, I've been texting Dieter for levels, not Process.
Oh, no. Well,
listen, it is what it is. I tried.
You did try to back him up. You tried to help out and say, hey, you know what? Maybe Process is doing this. Maybe he's doing a little bit of that. He's being useful. And then Crean flies in. Actually, no. Jack, crushing the Process.
Texas says, do Process even book any guests? Yeah, but he's not supposed to book Nick Zito or Barry
or
Zito.
Or Barry Zito.
He doesn't know Nick Zito is.
Or any
he's
Zito.
He's to be an extra hand.
A hand. Yeah, hey, Process, do this for me if you don't mind. Can you run and get that or whatever?
He's like a butler.
A butler.
Yeah. He's like Diener's butler.
Diener's
for the weekend.
He can't
for the week.
He can't like that.
No. Diener's butler. Not the pro. No, that's, Process isn't a butler. No.
Look at Jack take shots. He now cleans the headphones. LMAO.
Jack. I mean, he tagged Process in this conversation too.
Texas says, "Did Jalen Johnson have the munchies at Jeff Ruby's with Pitino?"
Oh my god. No.
Texas says, "Did Cronin go to the Keg? Is that the name of the bar, Mitch?"
No, it's not. But that is the name of a restaurant in Murray. It has a very funny joke.
Little Murray if you know inside humor.
It is. It really is a little inside Murray joke. Going to the K, that's priceless.
Strebel admitted about 40 minutes ago, instead of buying his own mitt, he uses his wife's mitt.
Yes, true. This is true.
When the Strebels play catch.
Out in the, yeah.
Every single one of these, I can't read. That has to do with the mitt.
Yes.
Just know that.
I know.
I'm just skimming through all these great texts that we have that
I
can't read.
And this is another reason why there's been times where I've wanted to ask for the keys to the text line. And this is one of the times where I'm glad I don't have the keys to the text line.
I think Process is battling people on the text line. That's
is
what
he?
Someone told me he was. Now, I've been looking through. I mean, I don't even know. I got to learn how to unblock people because of the Diener show.
Diener blocks everybody. You're blocked. Yeah. Block. Yeah. He's got a quick trigger when it comes to blocking people.
Mitch, can we get one or two great Derby moments here? We've only done one so far. We had a very busy last hour or so.
Sure.
So in the next hour and 10 minutes, we're going to have lots of time to fool around and do nothing, which we'll do. I do want to get to this Louisville discussion.
Right.
Go ahead. Give me a great Derby moment.
From winning bets.
Let's eat some more!
To epic meltdowns.
People like to say that Angry Diener Radio is the best radio. Well, you're going to get it here.
The Kentucky Derby always provides memories that last forever. Here's another great Derby moment on The Take.
Just keep on running forever! No one's going to stop you!
You're at the 16th.
Go ahead!
And it's Sonneteer.
That's right, it's Sonneteer.
Opening up through the stretch, decisive winner of the
Champions
Day Marathon.
So how much you making here, big guy?
I don't see the exact prices yet, but Smarts, the winner, paid $13.80.
There you go.
And the second place, the place paid, here we go.
Exact, $152.
Whoa, let's go, bro. Come on.
So what'd you win?
I won $152.
All right.
$2 exact.
Big Easy's cleaning up.
24 to pay 152.
Big Easy's cleaning up.
Hey, Lachlan, still the winner of the Gas Mag Gambling League. Right here, bro.
He's cleaning up.
Rallying quickly down inside from fourth to third. Now second and about to be first. He's running again with a real rally to the front. Bird Dog gives way. Wicked Max is back in third, and then it's Lucky Leo. But Lemon again. From off the pace to score by four. Bird Dog second, Lucky Leo third. Wicked Max was fourth, and Musical Man was fifth.
Undefeated, never lost.
I'm here for Thurby, yeah.
Oh, you're going to be out here at Thurby. Look at you. You got a big boy seat. You're going to be out here with the peasants.
Millionaires Row, bro.
How about
Let's
that?
Let's go.
Magic?
Let's go.
Texas says, I'm driving home on River Road, and a poor girl is controlling traffic at 5 p.m. for McCrite Milling, and I'm now listening to Big Easy win money and drink beer on the radio.
Tell the boys hi for me.
That was another great Derby moment on The Take.
That sound is awesome. Just because I imagine some poor SOB in sweatpants and a t-shirt losing bet after bet after bet.
Big Easy's nailing exactas.
And, yeah, you got big money, Big Easy over there just nailing bets.
Not even boxed, Mitch. Just straight exactas. Not even boxed. Just not even knowing. Not knowing anything.
Some poor Cooper-like individual is just losing everything.
He's just ripping $50 bets, $20 bets.
And he's cleaning up.
Texas says, I paid $100 to cram the van to get unblocked on the text line.
Wow.
Texas says, hey, Streebles, the wife's mint nice and broken in.
It does the job. It catches.
I was wanting you just to go to break.
No. Oh. Sorry. I was too distracted by this text. It's not funny. It's like funny for different reasons. It's just a dumb text.
What, do you want to read it or not?
Yeah. Okay. So the text is, the process is like one of John Calipari's bag man, which is just like whatever. But then it says, sent by my Jeep Uconnect. And I'm just imagining some guy in his Jeep texting, like, voice command. Text ESPN Louisville. The process is like one. And John and Calipari spelled, like, horribly.
No, it's spelled C-A-L-A, capital P-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah, that's definitely voice to text. That's butchered.
Texas says, you don't throw the ball with your son, big boy. Your wife has a better arm than you.
I do, too, throw the ball with my son. You're not over there at our house watching what I do.
Texas says, is Strebel asked to borrow his wife's mitt? Now, Texas says, drunk Big Easy's major douche.
Yeah, that's why it's great. That's why it's absolutely great. And yes, I just picked the glove up. And
you ever rubbed Vaseline on the mitt?
No, I haven't had to. Like I said, it catches fine. Doesn't need any extra.
It snaps.
Well, yeah, it does.
No, yeah, when you catch a ball, it snaps.
It does. It snaps. It's a nice pop.
I don't know what you want me to do, man. You got to go to break. What do I do? Do I do a Hightower read here?
Yeah.
Okay, hit the line or I'll give you a Hightower. It's the only way we can go to break. Texter says, I'll never forget the Big Easy day. I was the texter that saw the McCripe Milling Crew on River Road. It was a poor girl controlling traffic. Man, that is sad.
Yeah.
A perfect time to tell you about the Hightower Men's Clinic. Millionaire Mac mentioned the Hightower Men's Clinic today.
Oh, yeah?
He absolutely did.
Very cool.
Which we need to pull that sound as well. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. Don't live with that lack of confidence. Get a better life today. Get a better sex life today. And do so with the Hightower Men's Clinic, 690-2800. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy, FDA approved. And they're here to help you and find out how. You can find out patient reviews, obviously. Get the life you deserve, but also get that free consultation to see how they can help you. Again, 690-2800. That's the phone number, 690-2800, or online right now, the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.